Chapter 18. A Question is Answered.
"The Earthman is mad!" cried Liebig, turning to the others. "Isn't that obvious?"
Some stared at Liebig wordlessly, some at Bailey. Bailey gave them no chance to come to decisions. He said,
"You know better, Dr. Liebig. Dr. Delmar was going to break off with you. Mrs. Delmar thought it was because you wouldn't marry.
I don't think so. Dr. Delmar himself was planning a future in which ectogenesis would be possible and marriage unnecessary. But Dr. Delmar was working with you. He would know and guess more about your work than anyone else. He would know if you were attempting dangerous experiments, and he would try to stop you. He hinted about such matters to Agent Gruer, but gave no details because he was not yet certain of the details. Obviously, you discovered his suspicions and killed him."
"Mad!"
said Liebig again.
"I will have nothing more to do with this."
But Adelbisch interrupted.
"Hear him out, Liebig."
Bailey bit his lip to keep from a premature display of satisfaction at the obvious lack of sympathy in the security head's voice. He said,
"In the same discussion with me in which you mentioned robots with detachable limbs, Dr. Liebig, you mentioned spaceships with built-in positronic brains. You were definitely talking too much then. Was it that you thought I was only an Earthman and incapable of understanding the implications of robotics? Or was it that you had just been threatened with personal presence, had the threat lifted, and were a little delirious with relief? In any case, Dr. Quimmott had already told me that the secret weapon of Solaria against the Outer Worlds was the positronic robot."
Quimmott, thus unexpectedly referred to, started violently and cried,
"I meant—" "You meant it sociologically, I know, but it gives rise to thoughts. Consider a spaceship with a built-in positronic brain as compared to a manned spaceship. A manned spaceship could not use robots in active warfare. A robot could not destroy humans on enemy spaceships or on enemy worlds. It could not grasp the distinction between friendly humans and enemy humans. Of course, a robot could be told that the opposing spaceship had no humans aboard. It could be told that it was an uninhabited planet that was being bombarded. That would be difficult to manage. A robot could see that its own ship carried humans. It would know its own world held humans. It would assume that the same was true of enemy ships and worlds. It would take a real expert in robotics, such as you, Dr. Liebig, to handle them properly in that case, and there are very few such experts. But a spaceship that was equipped with its own positronic brain would cheerfully attack any ship it was directed to attack, it seems to me. It would naturally assume all other ships were unmanned. A positronic-brained ship could easily be made incapable of receiving messages from enemy ships that might undeceive it.